Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So the far left pinheads in Albany, not all of them, but enough of them to be annoying, are, trying to get reparations for slavery passed so that all the New York taxpayers would have to kick money into a giant fund. It would have to be tens of millions of dollars, probably hundreds of millions, and that money would be transferred to African-American citizens of New York State. That's reparations for slavery. So this is unfair on almost every level. And my focus is I have never in my entire life taken money from anybody other than my grandmother, who would slip me a 20 or a 10 when I was in college. I mean, what could I do? But I didn't take any money from my father or mother or any friends. I've never borrowed a dime in my life, ever. And if somebody would give me money, I would not take it. Okay? I gave away a lot of money that comes into me from sources that I didn't earn it, like interest and things like that. But the point of the matter is, if you are a solid citizen, and I believe this, you want to make it on your own. You want to be self-reliant. You don't be sucking off somebody. Now, if you're hurt, if you're injured, if you have a disability, if you're born with autism, all that, then yes, of course. But if you're a healthy person, why would you want reparations for anything? I've told the story before. I'm not going to bore you with it again, but my family lost all its land in Ireland, seized by the British government. And they were starving. And two 16-year-old boys had to sail from Galway to Brooklyn, unattended. They never saw their mom again. Their father died. All right, do I get reparations from London? Am I demanding that? Now, I understand that slavery was probably the most heinous thing that has ever happened on this planet outside of the extermination of people. I mean, slavery, there's no justification for it. And we all understand that the only reason it existed in America was because of money. The southern economies were dependent on the free labor. And the South would never have signed on to the United States during the Revolutionary War if slavery was going to be banned. So we would be British subjects today. If there had been a abolitionist movement along with the freedom movement in 1776. Now, there were Northerners who didn't want slavery. John Adams, first vice president, you know, a lot of them. But they couldn't incorporate it into the Constitution or they wouldn't have a country. So all of this reparations for slavery stuff isn't based on history. It's not based on fairness. It's not based on anything but give me money. And there are, unfortunately, you know, we have 330 million people in this country. I'd say half of them would want something for nothing. I would say half. Maybe I'm wrong, but they got their hand out. And they're not going to, you know, look, I deserve it. My great-great-great-grandfather was dragged in here in chains, so you give me money. Well, the money's got to come from somewhere, and it comes from hardworking Americans. No, that's not right. I had nothing to do with slavery. My people weren't involved with it at all. Okay, it's insane. So you're going to punish me and my family? And that goes all the way down the line. Yeah, I want reparations. No. It's not going to pass in New York. Hochul would sign her political death warrant if she signed a bill like that. But they want it. Got more of a chance to pass in California. But even there, Newsom is saying, I don't think so. Because if Newsom ever signed it, he'd never become president of the United States. Hochul wouldn't get reelected. Okay? Because that's how much passion there is against reparations. And the reason you don't hear it is because if you do what I just did, a commentary on it, then the Al Sharpeners of the world would say, oh, you're a racist. You hate blacks. Which, of course, I don't. It's my assistant, the closest person to me in my vocation, in my working world, is Ethiopian American. She's black. Finest person I know. Finest person I know. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway, that's why you don't hear the anti-reparation side.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.